His long career has seen him elaborately costumed to resemble a hard-luck country singer, a policeman, a lawyer for a mafia don. Most recently, he was heavily made up to look exactly like former Soviet strongman Joseph Stalin. And now, Academy Award-winning actor Robert Duvall has undergone the ultimate metamorphosis. Yes, you guessed it. Robert Duvall's voice has been electronically enhanced to make him sound exactly like...
Somewhere, my love.
Roger Whittaker.
There will be songs to sing.
Duvall is Whittaker, but you can't hear it on HBO. Only on Bob and Kenny Records and Tapes. Premiering in stores November 21st. It's gonna be Stalin-sational.
Get your butt out of bed. It's Bob and Kenny time.
I've got you under my skin. I've got you deep in the heart of me. 'Cause I've got you under my skin. Yes, I've got you under my skin.
5:37, 23 before 6. The greatest voice ever heard next to mine, Francis Albert Sinatra, chairman of the board, B-O-A-R-D, Old Blue Eyes, as he's known in Japan, where rightfully so he's considered a genius, Old Round Eyes, disc one, cut 23, the capital years, I've Got You Under My Skin, sent out this morning in tribute, because the big miniseries on the life of Sinatra debuted last night. Sinatra, the early years, though, which it's tough for me to identify with. My favorite phase of Sinatra is mid-1960s, which also makes me wonder that once they get to that point, who they're going to get to play someone who's still in the news. His former wife, Mia Farrow. Well, Mia Farrow made headlines here in the past couple of months with Woody Allen. She was married for a brief time to Francis Albert in the mid-1960s. All kinds of photo ops aboard the yacht. And I just have to wonder who they're going to get to portray her. And I also wonder who they're going to get to portray Luca Brasi. And the Tattaglia brothers. Oh, never mind. Just an old Godfather joke.
You wonder if it was a toss-up between the early years and the gangster years.
Mm-hmm.
Because that was the time in his life where it's all he did was play gangster-owned casinos.
Wasn't quite a year ago that you and I can.
February or no, it was January.
Met Center. Bought up a whole block of tickets. Our former news person, Linda Evans, was there with her husband. My wife and I, your wife and you.
My current.
We were all there.
My current wife.
Yes.
He is a man who embraces consistency, yet embodies contradiction. A man who treats the room to caviar and champagne and himself to a sandwich and a Coca-Cola.
Are you reading about me or about Frank?
It kind of reminds me of you.
Yeah.
A man who is strong in crisis, but dissolves behind closed doors when it ends.
And when we get behind closed doors. Frank was reading the teleprompter when we saw him.
Like Axl Rose, you know.
What's going to happen when his eyes start failing him? You know? Because his memory's failing him as far as the lyrics, remembering the lyrics to all the great songs. So now he's reading a prompter, and if you'll recall, that show was in the round at Met Center, and as he came toward us, you could see that unmistakable bulge by the right hip.
The flask? Or the weapon?
It wasn't a flask.
I
it wasn't
tell.
A weapon. It was, I think it was a colostomy bag. Don't you dare lift liquid to your lips when you see a punchline coming, my man. Well, so much for the trip down memory lane, and we hope you enjoyed the Sinatra, and we know that you did because we got calls from several septuagenarians. Blue hairs we haven't blown out yet. So much for the trip down memory lane. Now to present tenses or the recent remembered past. Since I last saw you, I guess you know Clinton was elected. Oh, you were here for that, weren't you?
Yeah, I was here.
But since I last saw you, you headed out on a little hunting expedition.
I'm back. The Soul Man Slam Fest is over.
Mm-hmm.
I understand you guys had a good time at my expense all weekend long.
On the subject of deer hunting, yes. I boasted of your deer hunting abilities.
That's what somebody
I told
was
Patrick
telling
that you have this enormous vehicle that you take out to hunt deer,
yeah.
So enormous that you have it marked his and hers. A place for the buck to be strapped down, a place for the doe to be strapped down.
So
what'd you get?
That looks ridiculous. I saw somebody in a Pontiac, what are they, Pontiac 6000 driving mm-hmm. down the freeway with a big deer strapped to their trunk. That mm-hmm. looks stupid.
Yeah.
A buck.
A buck?
150 yards. One shot.
From 150 yards now and
through
using
the neck.
A 30-06.
I'm kind of upset. I was aiming for the eyeball, got him in the neck.
Oh, he's hit the bunker.
Should have put me on the grassy knoll. One shot, it would have been all over.
It's a little like golf, isn't it? Kenny Olsen now from 150 yards. Oh, that one's leaking on him. Uh-oh, he's in the bunker.
And I heard Trigger was slamming me on the air on Saturday.
We had some fun.
Yeah.
And do you get him right through the heart? Is that the deal? Because you don't want to mess up the face, right, in case you want it taxidermed, in case you want it mounted and stuffed and put on your wall, right?
Taxidermed?
Well, that's not a verb?
Yeah, I got a rabbit here. I'd like to have a taxidermy.
Stuffed or preserved or whatever it is. Is that the logic?
I was, like
go
I
right
said,
the
I
heart?
Was aiming for the eyeball, but hit him in the neck. Yeah, that's a good place.
You think just like golfers, there are deer hunters who are so frustrated that even if they accidentally blew the poor thing's head to bits, they stuffed it anyway?
Hey,
wound up looking like some kind of abstract expressionist painting.
The deer I shot was the 22nd deer I had seen that day. The 21st deer.
The herd is overpopulated, isn't it?
Oh, God, there are so many deer. The 21st yeah. one was about 20 yards away from me, and I have a scope on my rifle. I had it in the crosshairs right between the eyes. I had it 20 yards away.
You could be an assassin with a scope on the doggone gun.
I clicked the safe off. The deer didn't flinch. It makes a loud clicking noise. It sounds like, you know,
yeah.
clicked it back on, said, screw it. I thought, but boy, wouldn't that be unique? Right
yeah.
between the eyes.
Yeah.
But I didn't do that.
Are you telling me that you shot 21 times without success, and on the 22nd time you...
No.
No?
This is the 22nd deer I saw.
Ah.
First one I shot at.
Ah. Now, why didn't you shoot at any of the others?
I didn't like them.
You didn't like them? Is this like Christmas trees and...
I'm a picky hunter, yeah.
Yeah.
Pick out my favorite. It's like shopping for a car.
When you leave...
But the good part is you get to kill it.
When you leave the deer lease, do you look kind of fondly back at the deer you didn't shoot? Like, you know, the scrawny Christmas trees that
oh,
are left
yeah.
behind each
absolutely.
Christmas?
Absolutely, absolutely.
Now, you're also a duck hunter, and are these seasons blurring together? Are they overlapping? Is there ever a...
We went duck
hunting. A point at which duck fly over or something where duck and deer converge in the same general area?
Last weekend. We went duck hunting on Friday morning and deer hunting Saturday. I was done Saturday at 3 o'clock. That's when I shot my deer. Shot my deer, looked at my watch, 3 o'clock, said, KSTP, St. Paul, Minneapolis. Here's Paul Harvey.
Mm-hmm. But deer and ducks have been known to converge, putting you kind of on the horns, on the antlers of a dilemma?
Yeah. But duck season is now over. I think it ended Sunday.
Will the deer in my neighborhood die of old age? Because if they hang around my neighborhood and that's not a deer lease. I mean, no one can legally shoot those things. Will they just die of old age?
Either that or get hit by a car, I
suppose.
That's
sad.
Mm-hmm.
We can't call anybody from the city to come out humanely put them out of their misery?
You mean it's sad that a deer is going to die of old age as opposed to being killed?
Well, hey, I'm taking your point of view. I'm taking the conservationist point of view, the environmentalist.
I was just thinking for me, I'd much rather die of old age than have some knucklehead kill me at 150 yards.
So the buck that I saw in my backyard a couple of weeks ago, I'll see him doddering around and leaning against a fence here in a couple of years.
Incontinent, wandering yeah. around.
My final stupid question having to do with deer hunting has to do with something Patrick brought up before the show in his capacity as Saturday morning sports talk host. You may already be privy to this. He asked me about deer scent.
Yeah.
Is this, in fact, for lack of a better term, urine? Is
yeah.
this deer urine?
I believe it is, yeah. Deer.
And where do you buy this? At the
sporting
goods
stores.
Urine store or something?
Yeah. Urine, yeah, sporting goods stores. They have like dough and heat scent. And
Do you place this behind your knee or on the back of your hand?
A little bit on the wrist and right behind the ears.
I wish my staff this morning would open up the microphones in the newsroom so we could hear them laugh if they're getting such a kick out of this.
Knuckleheads.
Well, my big question with Deer Scent has to do...
And let me tell you, let me say this. I did not have a cigarette all day until I had killed my deer, okay?
Oh, then I'll bet,
I heard
the next one was satisfying, wasn't it?
I heard I was being slammed for smoking, and I didn't smoke in the woods at all.
No, no one was being slammed for smoking. But there was a nasty rumor flitting about that deer hunters drink.
I didn't drink either.
Okay. And the off chance that you might have run into George Pillsbury, did that make you wear a protective cuff?
I was shooting smack, though.
Yeah.
No.
Mainlining?
No.
Here's my question having to do with deer scent. What does this do? This attracts deer. I smell deer pee. I better go over there and see what the deal is.
No, I smell a doe in estrus, which means she's horny. She's in heat. She's ready for it. And the buck, if he's in the rut, is horny.
Well,
horny and ready, too.
Coitus interruptus. You're seeking out a babe and
get blown away. What a way to die.
When I was very young, and isn't it amazing the things we retain, I was taken to an amusement park called Six Flags Over Texas.
Mm-hmm.
And in one of the exhibitions was a man who could slow his pulse down, a little like a carnival sideshow act, a state fair type exhibit type guy. He could slow his pulse down. He could remain motionless for hours, looking like a statue. If you drenched yourself with the deer urine and you had that kind of ability, just stand in the field alone like a scarecrow, would a deer eventually come up to you and begin rubbing up against you or lifting its leg on you? Or
suppose I've gotten...
Would a deer sense life, sense a human pulse and not...
On Saturday, the closest I was to a deer was from me to you away. What's the distance between you and I? 10 feet?
Yeah.
That's the closest. It was a doe. They're stupid.
10 feet in 15 years.
Yeah, and they were upwind, so she couldn't smell me, and she was walking right at me with her nose sticking out trying to smell me.
Yeah.
So you can get pretty close.
That would win you tongue-in-cheek Real Man of the Week honors on this show, folks. If you could do that, drench yourself in deer scent.
You don't necessarily.
Stand out in the field like a scarecrow, slow that pulse down, completely motionless. A deer walks up to you, and you strangle it. Oh, Ernest Hemingway, eat your heart out.
It's always been my goal to at least smack a deer in the back of the ass, have them that close.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
They get up to
with a car antenna.
Smack them.
Sure. Well, while you were out hunting Bambi, and successfully, and we congratulate you, and what will happen to the beast now? What will happen to the remains of the beast?
Well, it's being...
Are you going to give me some venison?
Butchered.
Spice up that sausage? Give me some deer sausage?
Suppose, if you'd like.
Okay. While you were out, or as the Amish would say, while ye were out, I called my father. Just occurred to me the other day, he's a printer. He could print up a batch of these, you know, pads, pink message slips for the Amish, while ye were out. While ye were out, you missed some dynamite material. Peter Thiel, formerly the Punchmaster on our show, boxing expert, producer for Barbara Carlson Friends, sat in for you on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Joe Hansen, Overnight Joe, sat in for you on Saturday. You know, since...
Any danger of me losing this gig, then?
I don't think so.
Either one of those two?
I don't think so.
All right.
But among the dynamite material was my Magic Johnson joke. For a full day, I just lay in bed, stared at the ceiling, tried to come up with a Magic Johnson joke. Not an AIDS joke, as we know, because those aren't funny. But this was a joke. A little Bob spin on Magic's admission, his confession, concession, what have you, I guess on Primetime Live, KSTP-TV Channel 5, in this market on Thursday night, that he had made love to 6 women.
Mm-hmm.
I think I remember saying on Friday, from the adult films that I've seen, I can think of, you know, stuff for 2 or 3 women to do, but what did the other 3 do? Did they just...
Once? 6 at once?
6 women, yeah. I mean, he's only got he only had 2 hands.
Yeah, but he's got toes that need to be sucked.
Do the other 3 wait in the coffee shop, wait to be called up, or are they like the cavalry? Well, anyway, and this is a joke that I finally came up with, this pattern on those old jokes. There are a million of them, like how many Iraqis does it take to screw in a light bulb? Okay? So here's my Magic Johnson joke, based on the, you know, episode with the 6 women. How many of Magic Johnson's sex partners would it take to screw in a hotel room? You just leave the light bulb deal right out of there. And you don't even have to answer it, you know, with six, three to do this or three to do that. Or
that's pretty
sad. How many of Magic Johnson's sex partners would it take to screw in a hotel room?
Took you all day to think that one up.
All day. Barbara Carlson had an amicus guy on her show on Friday, a prison pen pal type deal. You know the amicus program?
Mm-hmm.
And when we heard this on Friday with Peter in your seat, I had to take a trip down memory lane to my prison year, 74-75, on Rikers Island.
Mm-hmm. You had a rough
when a good friend of mine, who, as it turns out, his name was Amicus, yeah. I saved his life on the exercise yard. Four or five slick-headed, bullet-headed guys were wailing away at him with bars of soap wrapped in their socks, and I saved his life. What did he do when we got back to the cell block when the guard wasn't looking? He made me his bitch. So I told that story several times until people began to call and complain. On Friday, I'm having a smoke out in the lot during a news break. Yeah. I'm gazing into Barbara's car. There's so many things you can learn about people as you just gaze into their cars.
Car something?
And I would suggest that you confine this kind of activity to the parking lot of your own place of business. Don't do it in a restaurant parking lot or, you know, Mississippi Live. You're aching for the law to come and put you away. But I see a colander in the in her back seat. A colander. Now, why would she need a colander? I would think, you know, when she can't hold her food down, the stuff would just drip right through the perforation in the colander. What's she doing with a colander? And I'm thinking, colander, of course! And I came up with this fantastic merchandising idea where you have somebody hand paint likenesses of this year's Playboy Playmates, January through December. And then you just chunk those babies out through some kind of assembly line where you just send them out next year. People can say they have their 1993
Playboy colander.
You saw that coming from north down Highway 61.
552 now at KSDV.
Oh, Park, but there's more.
35.
There's more.
Oh, it's too bad.
Somebody called and said, you know, the IR party needs somebody just like Wellstone. Somebody who will boogaloo in public on the night
up.
Of a big victory. Somebody who will shake things up. I said, somebody, you mean somebody short and scrappy? And the guy said, yeah, somebody short and scrappy. And I said, well, how about Charlie Korsmo? The child star from the Dick Tracy movie who lives in Golden Valley and goes to Breck School. I was full of all kinds of big ideas. We had some kind of item about discount cremations. Russell Lund, I guess you know, was cremated last week to very little fanfare. I thought the next time your nearest and dearest, let's say who has requested cremation in his or her will, next time that person dies, you wouldn't have to spend a dime. Leave the body out there in the intersection, corner Florence and Normandy, South Central Los Angeles. Come back in half an hour. Come back in half an hour with a shovel and an urn.
554
If you can get out of the neighborhood alive. This is stuff that went on while you were out.
KSDP. Sorry, I missed it.
If there were a little, pink message slip while you were out, that would have made the cut. I burned my rear end since I saw you last. You can identify with this as a smoker.
Yeah.
I was in the restroom yesterday. I was resting.
Yeah.
I was smoking.
Mm-hmm. Cigarette.
I was listing to one side.
Yeah.
So I could be ashen.
Yeah. And you ashed your ass.
That's exactly right. I stabbed myself in the rear with a cigarette.
Ow! God.
I gotta stop smoking.
Yow. Hey, I had a really good away. A pack every 2 days.
Mm-hmm.
That's how good I do.
Good for you.
But I get back to work and I need a smoke.
In real life while you're away, and we got absolutely zero calls on this on Saturday, I was amazed. Rodney King, too. Happened in Detroit.
Detroit. God, I read that. How brutal.
Yeah.
Jeez.
You're going to have to hear about powder kegs again. Keep a lid on that powder keg.
Bad city for that to happen.
Well, oh, isn't that the truth?
Any city is a bad city, but...
Well, Detroit burned once, as L.A. did back in the 60s.
Mm-hmm.
And then here locally, the officer Jerome Hoff of the Domino's set.
Saw that.
Domino's delivery person has
right
been shot.
Right in the head a couple times. $20. I don't know. human life.
So ridiculous. So senseless.
One hand you have a human life, the other hand $20.
I had not heard. Had there been a change of policy, 30 minutes or less? Or we'll give up our lives? What is the deal? Is it going to be a big funeral now with all kinds of Domino's people turning out in uniform?
The Domino's flags.
A black piece of tape over the... This is ridiculous behavior. This could have happened in Detroit.
Easy.
I mean, if we're going to have to withstand this kind of tragedy, this kind of misery, we might as well be working in Detroit. And it may yet come to that. I hope not. But this can't be allowed to go on. And now we have a new disfigured celebrity. Also, since I saw you last, and in real life, Josh Zimmerman, age 15, of Grand Forks. He's going to be in the hospital for up to 2 weeks. He's the latest teenager to have one of his limbs removed.
Can you see?
His right arm was torn off
in
kind of the grand tradition of John Thompson.
Yeah.
Our young friend who was then allowed to sing the national anthem at the Twins game.
It wasn't a hideous farm accident, though.
We can make believe. That car wash machinery is pretty savage looking, baby. That's why I always stay in the car.
Yeah, keep the windows rolled
up tight. As I'm being conveyor belted, that's a verb kind of on the order of taxidermed, as I'm conveyor belted to the front of the old car wash. I guess you'd call it an apparition, a foretelling that something like this was going to happen. This has happened to John Thompson, our friend, who was later allowed to sing the national anthem at the Twins game. I think since then there's been another farm accident.
I believe
a young man
right.
has been mangled, and now this horrible car wash accident. I had a dream about it.
You know,
one of the rare audio dreams of the day. I dreamed that a young man, pretty much like John Thompson or Josh Zimmerman, had somehow caught his testicles in some farm machinery. And then was allowed to sing the national anthem of the Twins game, and this is how it sounded.
Oh, say, can you see?
Adult male here.
Listen to these high notes that he hits. In Italy, this is known as a castrati falsetto. And in this country, it's known as...
Yeah.
Thresher falsetto. Listen to that. That's a man in my dream. That's fine. Thanks. We wish Josh Zimmerman a speedy recovery. And when it comes time for him to graduate from high school, we won't haul out the tired old
shake my hand
John Thompson joke where
don't throw your
the valedictory address is concluded and everybody throws their caps from their caps and gowns up into the air and up goes his arm with it.
Arm stays attached to the cap.
And then he sues the surgeons, which is what John Thompson should have done.
Pretty ugly thought.
Yes.
You notice all these accidents happen in North Dakota, and they all get fixed down here in Robbinsdale?
Mm-hmm. North Dakota went for Bush. Serves them right. Only joking. On Bob and Kenny today, KSTP, St. Paul, Minneapolis, AM 1500, the talk station, Patrick Royce, Sports Insights at 7:10 and 8:10. Inside Dope on the Soaps, Crime Fighter's Notebook. Make that Fridley Crime Fighter's Notebook. Strange Mail, Entertainment Notes, and a Separated at Birth, the first ever family separated at birth. This isn't two celebrities. The Clinton family is beginning to look a lot like the Carter family in word and deed and pure physical likeness. We can start making fun of Bill Clinton now because he is president-elect. Hey, that was another joke that occurred while you were gone. I think it was on Friday of last week. It was the anniversary of Teddy Kennedy being elected to his first Senate term in Massachusetts.
Mm-hmm.
And the next day, of course, they were certainly legally within their bounds, the commentators in Massachusetts, his reputation being what it was at that time, and still is for that matter, his marriage notwithstanding, they were referring to him as Senator Erect from Massachusetts.
You right-wingers, you love dragging Kennedy out, don't you?
More on that in a bit. Right now, 6 o'clock and time for ABC News to be followed by Eyewitness News from KSTP TV Channel 5. Art Barron presiding. Stand by. It's a big, 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 big Monday.
From the ABC Newsroom, President-elect Bill Clinton, who spent the weekend resting, jogging, and playing some golf, meets today with Vice President-elect Al Gore and other senior advisors as the transition team begins its first full week of work since the election. Emergency trade talks began in Brussels today. Foreign ministers from the European community want to head off a trade war with the U.S. over farm subsidies. British Foreign Secretary Douglas Hurd said a priority is to get both sides back to the bargaining table on a new version of the trade treaty known as GATT, the General Agreement on Tariffs and Trade. Reuters News Service is now reporting that the head of GATT is also planning to intervene in an effort to calm the situation. Russian President Boris Yeltsin arrived in London today for his first official visit. Queen Elizabeth, Prime Minister John Major, and Parliament plan a warm welcome to underscore support for his economic reforms. A British official says they're out to prove that old enemies have become good friends. For the ABC Information Network, I'm Joe Templeton.
Old enemies can become good friends, and it never hurts to have a little vodka around. 6:02, I'm back, as if you haven't heard enough from me already today, but I'm back with the gospel according to the official new and used car dealership of Bob and Kenny. That's Maplewood Toyota. Beam Avenue and Highway 61 right here in Maplewood. Accessible to those of you to the west of us via Highways 694 or 36E. We'll see you there. Tell them Bob and Kenny sent you. I've been driving for the past couple of weeks, and I hope to be driving for another couple of years this same Corolla LE for 1993. What a great car. A new sleek body style. More head, shoulder, and leg room, hip room than ever before, a driver's side airbag that is standard, child protection rear door locks, against my better instincts. No, I love my children, don't get me wrong. That's standard. Anti-lock braking system available. A remote control trunk and fuel door, among the many items, just little things that Toyota has thought of that other makers of more expensive cars don't. A built-in serving tray. I've had the car for 2 weeks. I'm not giving it back until the folks at Maplewood Toyota, my friend Steve and Andy, just call back and insist I bring it back. That built-in serving tray is coming in handy because I love food, and this built-in serving tray will fit exactly. You can fit 3 cheese enchiladas in that serving tray. It is good for so many things and available in several models. The DX, the 2- and 4-door, the LE, the 2- and 4-door, and new for 93, the 5-door deluxe wagon, you heard me right. So hear me well again. Maplewood Toyota, Beam Avenue and Highway 61. Look up my friend Steve and Andy. Tell them Bob and Kenny sent you.
Looking for new ways to boost productivity? Try listening. This is the sound of a copier that offers 85 very affordable copies a minute, remote monitoring, and a 3-year guarantee. Introducing the Mita DC 8585, a rare opportunity for business to radically improve productivity simply by pushing a button. Mita, the image specialist. For full details, call 1-800-858-MITA.
89% of business travelers don't have fat expense accounts. 85% save all their receipts because 75% of accountants put everything under a microscope. Nobody knows business travelers like Holiday Inn. We have everything you need, from meeting rooms to fax machines, at a price that won't ruffle the accountant. Holiday Inn. Stay with someone you know who really knows you. Call 1-800-HOLIDAY or your travel agent.
4 minutes after 6 o'clock at KSDP. Good morning. Partly cloudy skies, 35 degrees. Art Barron's Eyewitness News from KSDP TV, brought to you in part by Office Max, the office product superstore where savings is the bottom line.
Good morning, Art Barron from the Eyewitness Newsroom. In St. Paul this morning, a federal court is scheduled to hear the third appeal of a Native American man convicted of killing 2 FBI agents in 1975. A large crowd of supporters of Leonard Peltier gathered last night at the Minneapolis American Indian Center. Members of the American Indian Movement and others say Peltier is a political prisoner who was wrongly sent to jail for the crime. During his trial, the prosecution admitted it didn't know who killed the two agents, but said Peltier aided and abetted the killers. Lawyers from Canada are expected to argue that Peltier was illegally extradited from that country prior to his trial. A Grand Forks, North Dakota teenager is in fair condition this morning after Twin Cities doctors reattached one of his arms over the weekend. 15-year-old Josh Zimmerman's arm was severed Saturday in a towel dryer at a Grand Forks car wash. A friend and co-worker pulled him away from the machinery. After 12 hours of reconstructive surgery, doctors say Josh's arm looks fairly promising. Minneapolis police are looking for arson suspects after an attack on a meat company. Yesterday, five trucks at the Swanson Meat Company were destroyed by firebombs after being spray-painted with slogans such as, "Meat is murder." The spray-painted initials, ALF, suggest those responsible may belong to a loosely organized group of animal rights activists called the Animal Liberation Front. The manager of the company says this was the second time in recent weeks his business has been vandalized. People who thought the political season was over, at least for a while, might need to think again. Minnesota's campaigns for 1994 are already underway. Activists from both parties say now is the time to lay the groundwork for the next election. Checking out that forecast, cloudy and breezy today with some fog in the morning hours, highs in the low to mid-40s. Tonight, a few showers with drizzle and fog and lows in the mid to upper 30s. From the Eyewitness Newsroom, this is Art Barron for AM 1500 KSTP.
In business, a penny saved is not enough. You've got to save dollars. Hi, I'm Max for Office Max, the office product superstore, where you'll save big time on thousands of brand-named items, drastically discounted every day, and you'll have the Office Max low price guarantee. See store for details. You'll save an average of 30 to 70% off manufacturers' list prices on computers to paper clips and on items like these.
Save on a Brother IntelliFax 700 desktop fax machine, featuring an anti-curl system 20-page document feeder at a low Office Max price of just $499.99. You'll also save on a full range of Pelican quality typewriter and printing ribbons for major manufacturers, including IBM, Brother, Epson, and Xerox.
At Office Max, you save a dollar here, a hundred there. Pretty soon, you're talking real money. Office Max, where savings is the bottom line.
Five Office Max locations in the Twin Cities, including Minnetonka, in Ridgedale Festival, next to Toys R Us.
Tonight at 7 after Murphy Brown on KMSP, Minnesota 9.
Look, mister, there's three rules you've got to follow.
There's nothing like a boy and his pet.
Keep him out of the light.
It's a bond that lasts forever.
Keep him away from water.
A memory he'll always cherish.
Never, never feed him after midnight.
And something he'll never forget.
I'll bet every kid in America would like to have one of these.
For as long as he lives.
It multiplies with water.
No matter how hard he tries.
This could really be the big one.
Steven Spielberg's Gremlins.
In a matter of hours, this town is going to be turned into a major disaster area. Now you have got to warn people.
Zach Galligan's in way over his head. Completely out of his mind.
Get out of the house.
And up to his knees in Gremlins.
Did your father always give you vicious little monsters for a present?
Cuddle up and catch a real creature feature. Phoebe Kate stars in Gremlins. Tonight at 7 on KMSP 9, right before Minnesota 9 tonight.
AM 1500, the top station.
To the playground friends of his early childhood, he was Joey.
Kick ball to me. Throw ball to me. Let me play. Let Stalin play. I know I have deep voice as child, but let me play. Oh, someday when I am ruthless dictator the world has ever known, I will get even with you. Oh, holy balls.
To his fellow junior high school hoopsters, he was JoJo.
I am open. Stalin is open under basket. Layup city. Hit me. Hit me. Oh, that my ball too. You should share ball. Someday I will have all of your balls on platter. Just for this, I'm not playing defense.
Edit, Stalin, edit.
To his Leningrad bookie, he was Joe Baby.
Maxie, Joe Baby, let's bet some ball. Take that Georgia money, parlay it, or roll it over into that T-Balisi plus a field goal. Yeah. Get back to me if you know what's good for you.
To his much younger and very talented wife, he was Poopsie.
Oh, baby. You are so young and so talented. Oh, yeah. Yeah, whoa. Less teeth. Less than that. Oh, that's good. Oh, it is good being Stalin. Oh, that's good. Life is good. Oh, don't forget balls.
To his dog Spot, he was the most ruthless dictator the world has ever known.
Here, get ball. Stalin rolled ball to you. You pick it up. Bring it back to Stalin. Pick it up with teeth. Here, get ball. Bring to Stalin. No more teeth. Oh, you dumb damn dog. Next time you don't get ball and bring to Stalin, I roll a copy of Pravda, hit you on nose.
Premiering November 21st, Robert Duvall is heavily made up to look like Stalin on HBO. It's gonna be Stalin-sational.
Me, Oscar winner, Robert Duvall. Heavily made up. Look like Stalin. Sound like Stalin, too. Ever hear recording of Stalin? Me, Bob Duvall, have Stalin down pat. Anyway, where was I? Oh, get butts out of bed. Bob and Kenny time, you incompetent fools!
It's 6:10. 50 before 7. Bob and Kenny on the case again after a long weekend for the improved Ken. KSTP AM 1500. A big, 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 big Monday. Anytime you have Bob and Kenny, Babs, Rush, Don, Turi, and the boys, it is a big Monday. So let's get it kicked off, shall we?
Bob and Kenny, alone among many, no Squiggy and Lenny, or Rochester and Benny.
Basil Ivanov, the official Russian interpreter of our show, has offered some new lyrics to the Bob and Kenny theme. Turn up like a bad penny, like Reginald Denny, Congressman Tim Penny. First down and tenny. Little football vibe there. First down and tenny. Ex-Viking Rick Fenny.
Oh, man.
Listen to this. Basil. Here's a stretch. This is a rhyme that only Bob Dylan could appreciate. Ayatollah Khomeini.
Oh, Basil.
Eating good and plenty.
Stick to translating, babe. Don't quit the day job.
Doing Buddhist Zenny.
What? What
I
is
guess, Zen Buddhist? Some
Zenny.
Kind of religious mindset.
Zenny Buddhists.
Love Sherilyn Fenny.
That's true.
That's Sherilyn Fenn.
Yeah.
Detroit Wheels and Jenny. Art Reader and Wendy. Morning Crew Suck Plenty. That's from the home of rock and roll.
That's not very
in yesterday's
nice.
St. Paul paper, Rick Shefchik went on record as being disappointed by what happened on the home of rock and roll.
Why, what happened?
In the morning after the election. Well, they were being very negative, Ken, about the prospect of a Clinton presidency, and they were coming off as very libertarian and pro-like and or Republican. And Rick, when you tune in to multimillionaires on a multi-million-dollar radio station, that's the kind of mindset you get, so you really have only yourself to blame. But strange mail from our friend Basil Ivanov, the official Russian interpreter of this show. Among other strange mail, this to the Fix-It section of the Strib, the question this morning, do the eyes grow? Do the eyes grow? Well, obviously they do. Your eyes have got to be bigger as a 41-year-old than they were as a 4-year-old, wouldn't you think?
Mike Singletary's did last
night. Oh, absolutely.
Before he intercepted that pass.
They love to get those close-ups of the Chicago Bears middle linebacker Mike Singletary, even during a loss. Bears lose. They're finished.
Big
loss last night.
What? Bears lost last night?
In overtime by 3 points. Cincinnati came back tied and then won it in overtime with a field goal.
I turned away when they were ahead.
They'll be taking that up with Patrick.
Hmm.
But Mike Singletary is not mentioned in this answer in the Fix-It section of the Strip. Do the eyes grow? The answer is, if Cindy Crawford's on the cover.
Details Magazine.
Yep. That ain't all that grows either. That's what's got me wondering about this nude guy, this naked guy at Cal Berkeley. Have you read about him?
Making a lot of press lately.
The naked guy now is going to have to be putting on clothes to go to class. That's got to be weird. You don't want any empty seats around you when the naked guy arrives. Maybe 5 minutes late, you know? Did he go to church that way? I mean, that's what I used to do. My friends and I, we'd arrive about 5 minutes early. You'd hear the door open in the back. Everyone in the church turns around. But what if the guy was naked?
Standing up in the back.
And that's got to be embarrassing, too, even if he's 5 minutes early. A fabulous babe walks in. You've got an embarrassing situation there. And since he's nude and doesn't wear a watch, how's he going to know what time it is? I guess he lies on his back out on the lawn on campus and,
watch
you know,
falls a shadow.
Exactly.
Yeah.
The shadow the sun casts on his penis. That's got to be rough, being a naked guy.
What are his reasons for
Can't
being...
Can't wait to see the Cal Berkeley yearbook for this year. Big naked guy on campus, I guess.
Well, California, what can you expect?
B-N-M-O-C. The naked guy.
Any idea why he's doing this? What are his reasons for being naked?
Oh, I don't know. This could be just a phase. I'm sure that analysts are telling his parents that it's a phase. There was one question I forgot to ask you in our little dialogue, however one-sided, about 30 minutes ago about your deer hunting expedition.
Yeah.
Did you wear plastic gloves as you dressed this beast? Did you clean and dress, or I guess as they say in deer hunter parlance, gut mm-hmm. this creature. Did you wear plastic gloves?
Mm-hmm. I always do.
Are you concerned that you will catch something from from a bleeding...
No. But I've heard a guy died over the weekend or last week or something.
Yeah. A hunter who became ill after skinning a plague-infected bobcat has died of pneumonic plague.
They say you're supposed to wear gloves, especially when skinning small animals.
Oh, I'm thinking
fur-bearing animals.
I'm thinking of pneumatic. That's the door that goes psss when you close it.
Right.
Billings, Montana. Health officials believe he was infected through cuts on his hands. They recommend that hunters wear gloves when skinning or handling any animals and wash your hands afterward. Did you do that?
What am I supposed
to do? You take the plastic gloves off and
go to the restroom and there in the woods and
well,
wash my hands?
Isn't there some kind of pond nearby? Usually in every movie where there's some deer hunting, there's a pond nearby.
Movie. Can,
even in Frankenstein, even in the damn movie Frankenstein, there was a pond where you can,
movie.
Where you can get on your all fours and you know, look down into the pond and see your ugly image and go,
I used snow.
You use snow?
Yes.
You could be quite the survivalist.
Yes, I am quite the survivalist.
You're like the Sue Ann Nivens character on Mary Tyler Moore.
Daniel Bleeping Boone.
Use snow when it's necessary to wash your hands after cleaning a deer. Sue Ann Nivens, Betty White from the Mary Tyler Moore Show with her own deer hunting column.
Use snow, wipe hands on pants.
Mm-hmm. I'm afraid, ladies and gentlemen, and you can turn away now if you like, but I'm afraid this reminds me of something. This reminds me of the sign in the packing house. Remains of creatures there as well. Converted into meat.
You worked there in high school?
Which, of course, is murder. Meat is murder. Did you hear that on
our
Eyewitness News?
Don't give me that garbage.
In the restroom of the packing house, there was a big sign that said, "Wash your hands before returning to work."
Mm-hmm.
My father was there, accompanied by one of his buddies. His buddy just headed right out the door. My father said, "Aren't you going to wash your hands?" And he says, "Well, I'm not going back to work. I'm going to eat." sometimes I just crack myself up. So, by the way, we are taking your calls on whatever meets your fancy. M-E-E-T-S. At 646-TALK, 646-8255, outstate 1-800-962-0792. And for those of you who just tuned in, the punchline to our joke of the day so far today, well, there really is no punchline. The joke is, how many of Magic Johnson's sex partners would it take to screw in a hotel room?
It's a rhetorical question.
It is, and it's a kind of a double meaning, and maybe I should have dumbed it down, but I got a kick out of it, and isn't that really all that matters?
So that's the joke I missed while I was away.
Yeah, that's one of them. Yeah.
And me coming back, of course, gives you opportunity to drag all these old jokes that you've already hammered into the folks, bring them back and use them again.
Were you at all tempted there in the wild to behave like your one of your guitarist heroes, one of your electric guitarist heroes, Ted Nugent? And that's when the animal is opened following its death, to just bury your head in its carcass and maybe with some chips in your left hand, bag of potato chips. Were you ever tempted to, or would that have been one of those privately embarrassing moments? Jeb, I need you to turn your head for just a second. I'll tell you when you can turn around. Or as my daughter says, "Daddy, Daddy, Daddy." When she has something for me to look at that she's colored or something. Close eyes! Open them! My son this week asked me a question relating to the founding of our country, what with electoral politics just having been concluded on Tuesday. We were reading a little book that I bought for him at Barnes & Noble called Arthur for President. Arthur is a moose or something, a little cartoon character,
mm-hmm.
printed cartoon.
Mm-hmm.
And Arthur was in Washington. He was being elected president. There it was in the background. It was even mentioned in the book, the Jefferson Memorial. And I said, "Who was Jefferson?" And you know what he said? "President of the United States."
Your kids are
genius. I was
amazed.
I know. I was amazed. And I said, "What precious document did he write? What document that set up, kind of set up America What document did he write? Do you know? You know what he said? He said, the rules? Yes, I guess that's true. The rules.
Now, you're not going to be...
Declaration of Independence.
You're not going to be one of these parents.
Why don't we rename that? The rules.
You're not cramming too much information into the kid's head, are you?
I hope not.
Trying to make him some kind of little...
I don't want him to wind up like me. No,
yeah.
I don't.
Frustrated.
When we come back from this first break of the 6 o'clock hour, we're going to start taking the calls at 646-TALK, 646-8255. Bob and Kenny, KSTP, AM 1500, a big Monday. Hope you had a happy, safe, pleasant, festive weekend. Ken did. We'll be hearing about it all morning long, I have a feeling, and especially after 9 o'clock when the microphones are closed for the day.
Cloudy and mild today with a high in the mid-40s. Cloudy, 30% chance of showers tonight. Partly cloudy, 35 right now at KSTP, 22 minutes after 6 o'clock.
Can't wait to talk to Wendy Lubavitch this morning at 7:40.
Why is that?
See how many deer she killed.
What a show on Monday. Sharif Willis, member of the Vice Lords and also a reputed member of the Bonsai Club at Stillwater Prison. We're very, very excited. It should be quite a debate on...
The Barbara Carlson and Friends Show, Monday morning, 9 o'clock on AM 1500, KSTP.
Free moving services now available.
What'd you say?
I said free moving services are now available for Twin Cities home buyers and sellers.
That's what I thought you said. How can anyone give away something as valuable as free moving?
I'm glad you asked that. Move Right is a real estate broker that specializes in referring you to top agents at the real estate company of your choice. If you don't have a company in mind, they'll contact one of the top agents in your area. In return, Move Right gets a share of the cooperating agent's normal sales commission as a referral fee. And that's how they pay for your free moving. So there are no hidden charges. Just no increased commissions. Move Right gets you extra services at no extra cost.
You mean I get a top real estate professional and free moving?
That's right. If you're thinking of buying or selling a home, call Move Right at 493-9283 first. Even if you're already in the process of buying or selling a home, there's a possibility that Move Right could still help you get free moving services. Call 493-9283 for more information or to request a free brochure. That's Move Right. 493-9283. 493-9283. Call now.
This is Tory Ryder, reminding you that if it were not for Rush Limbaugh, I might be a rich white Republican man by now. Rush Limbaugh, middays on the talk station, AM 1500, KSTP.
Mr. T to you. Ice T. Tracy Morrow from South Central Foo. Ice T and Ice Cube are going to be in a new movie. I can't think of the title of it. I think it's coming out for Christmas. A gang movie for Christmas. As if we don't have enough problems with the Jack Nicholson movie. Hoffa. Christmas. Make it a Jimmy Hoffa Christmas.
Yeah.
I guess you know that on Black Entertainment Television.
Bet.
On Bet? On BET?
Mm-hmm.
It's Malcolm Month.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, it's Malcolm Month. Yeah. You know what I'd do for Malcolm Month if I had my own Black Entertainment Television channel? I'd do nothing but wall-to-wall Fred Williamson movies. Chris on line one has a comment about meat. We've been talking about meat today and meat packing.
Now, this isn't going to turn in. I don't want to sit and talk about
it. And washing up before you go back to work.
Yeah.
Chris, you still there?
Yes, sir.
You're going to explain, you're going to clarify, are you not, about a meat-related matter in the news?
All right. The animal rights activists that were burning down the trucks at the meatpacking plant, I suspect they were just trying to have a barbecue.
Mm-hmm.
Well, oh, no, that was a joke.
I realize that.
Oh.
I'm laughing inside. Anything germane to the case, Chris?
No, I just suspect they secretly wanted to... to roast some meat, and they thought perhaps the trucks were loaded.
Are you a deer hunter, sir?
I used to be until I got married.
Yeah?
My wife won't allow me to go chasing Bambi through the woods anymore.
Do you allow her to hunt?
Oh, no.
Thanks for the call.
Sure.
Bye-bye. You can screen a call, or you can screen that doggone thing into the ground. But you can also hit that button, and you wind up with open stage night at Golden's just down the street. Folks, work on that material. Hone it to that finely sharpened edge, then work on that open stage. Scott Hansen has open stages around the area, doesn't he?
A couple of them.
By the way, Fred Williamson, was the former defensive back for the Kansas City Chiefs, and did a lot of bad movies. The opening era of blaxploitation.
Horrible movies.
Movies with the N-word in the title. They were that raw.
Yeah.
Phone screener off the air. Jer, hold up that caller board for me, buddy, so I can see just who's on the line. Let's go to Trigger.
Hey, Bob.
Trigger, how are you?
Not bad. Hey, did you make it over to Do Our Diddies for that post-Mel Strip show, Feeding Frenzy by the Ladies?
You don't have some more open stage material for you, for me, do you?
No.
Okay.
I never do.
Do What Diddies is the name of the place. It's here in Maplewood, is it not?
Yeah. You weren't there. You didn't make it for that, did you?
I did not make it. Is that going to be every weekend through deer hunting season?
Geez, I don't know. I didn't make it down to that either. I decided to go hear some local rock instead.
Tell Kenny what went on this past weekend.
I went out and heard Big Backyard. Those guys are pretty darn talented.
Mm-hmm.
I've been telling you that for a while now.
Yeah, that was a good show.
With some kind of exotic dancing going on, right?
Oh, yeah, that Do Our Diddies. Well, that female caller said she was going to go there Saturday. She called up and said that we were supposed to report down there.
Yeah.
After the male strip show.
Right.
So, like the knucklehead you are, I'm sure you did.
No, just loiter I went out and heard Big Backyard instead.
Oh, just loiter in the parking lot and feast on those desperate women.
I might, I've been to those post-mail strip show feeding frenzy, and it really doesn't occur.
I didn't know until Saturday that they allowed, the typical male citizenry in the place.
Hmm.
I thought it was stagette, you know?
Yeah, well, I think it is until the show's over.
Okay, and then it's every man for himself.
That's right.
But they get that beefcake out the back door, while us regular flabby guys, girly men, get to capitalize in the parking lot.
Uh-huh. You know. Hey, I heard
Kenny knows what that's like. Kenny knows what that's like. He has a friend in the Department of Corrections here in Minnesota. He knows when the gals are up for parole, and he's always out at the front gate when they head out of the Shakopee Women's Prison.
Usually with a raincoat on.
Yeah.
Nothing else.
Yeah.
Well, you got to give me a little credit, Kenny. I didn't go. Wasn't out pestering your girlfriends around town.
Well, thank you for that.
That actually is very disappointing.
Huh?
When you take it from me, that's very disappointing when you hang around the gate of the Shakopee Women's Prison and they walk right by you. They don't pay you any mind.
Hey.
They have those blinders on, so to speak, that tunnel vision. They're looking for a new life, and you're not a part of it. And sometimes they're very verbal about it. Sometimes they'll just go, eh. Or they'll say, sorry, I prefer cucumbers.
Sorry, I got a fight to go to. Hockey game, I got to see.
Yeah.
Get out of my way.
Yeah, a lot of them do sound like Stalin.
The hell are you going to do with that thing? Put that thing away.
That Stalin thing was pretty darn good.
November 21st on HBO.
Okay, I'll be looking for that.
He's heavily made up to look like Stalin.
Hey,
you know, these casting directors, they have enormous books. And I'll bet they've got a little filing tab here, Stalin lookalikes. They could flip it over, they could have hired a Stalin lookalike. But no, you hire an Academy Award-winning actor, you put him in makeup for 4 hours every day, you make him look like Stalin. And then you have the Stalin voice coach. Maybe someone from old country who survived the Stalin era, who can help the actor, whomever it may be, but in this case Robert Duvall, have Stalin down pat.
Yeah, that was a good skit there.
Kind of like King of Kings, which aired last week. Did you see that? Usually King of Kings, the life story, that's what it is. It's the life story of Jesus Christ.
Starring.
It aired late last week on cable. Usually you only see that on Easter,
right?
Around Easter.
Who's in that movie?
Or Christmas. That's the late Jeffrey Hunter.
I can't have cable at my house.
I wish I'd been a little fly on the wall in heaven when Jeffrey Hunter entered the pearly gates. And the emissary there to meet him, man, you had Jesus down pat. How'd you do that?